new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Chad, what was it about Benjamin when you swiped right on his Tinder picture?
Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was so cute. And so I swiped right, and he swiped right, obviously. And I thought he was just so handsome. He was so cute. And then, you know, we messaged around for a couple of days, you know, like the usual on Tinder. And then we decided to go out for dinner. So we decided to, you know, I'd pick him up and we would go out for dinner. And we hit it off perfectly and everything was great. And I thought we had a fantastic dinner. I got to know him really, really well. Mm-hmm. And he's not calling me.
Now, did y'all have, and this is always my go-to, but did you have drinks with dinner? Because I know, especially off of a Tinder, I mean, that's how I met my boyfriend, was through Tinder.
Right.
And we went for drinks after messaging back and forth, and I got wasted on our first date. So,
No, I mean, we both had a little buzz, but it wasn't like totally bad. It was like, you know, just we had a couple drinks, you know, it wasn't like too crazy. It was like perfect, you know?
Okay. And so nothing weird? Did y'all have like an awkward kiss afterwards or anything?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought everything went perfect.
All right. Well, Chad, let's see if we can get Benjamin on the phone so we can try to figure out why he hasn't called you back and you've been blown off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Chad met Benjamin on Tinder. He hasn't heard back from him. So now we've got to figure out why, after their wonderful dinner, he hasn't heard back from Benjamin. Are you ready for us to get him on the phone, Chad?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now while we do this, Chad, just keep in mind that Miguel and I will do the talking and we'll figure out what's going on with Benjamin, okay?
Okay, great.
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, is this Benjamin?
Yes, it is.
This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. Hi.
Hello. Hey. We just have a really quick question to ask you this morning.
Yeah, Benjamin, we actually have a friend in common. His name, Dad. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to do some detective work here because we know that you haven't really gotten back to him. And we're trying to find out why. Is there a reason why you're not getting back to Chad, maybe for a second date?
Yeah, Chad, like I was really into him. I was ready to go on this date. And then he basically became a crazy person. So,
okay, wait, okay. Now, you can't just throw out broad terms like crazy. What exactly was crazy about him or the date?
We're on the way to the restaurant for our first date, and Chad asked if he could stop at his grandmother's house.
Did he forget something?
I didn't want to say, his grandmother's house. I didn't want to say no. I mean, like, I agreed. That wasn't the big thing.
Okay.
At his grandmother's house, Chad came out of the closet to her. He used me to show Meemaw Carol that he was gay.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Hey, that's not a big deal. Excuse me.
Wait, hold on, Benjamin.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Benjamin, we have Chad on the phone right now. Chad, what were you doing coming out of the closet on a date?
Benjamin, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, Meemaw Carol was nice to you. She was nice to us. That's fine. Yeah. Like, okay. First, I knew you were on the phone. I knew it. I listened to the radio. I know how this goes.
Oh, sorry, Benjamin.
You have to have boundaries. Like, you cannot just use people to come out to Meemaw Carol. It doesn't matter how nice she is. Okay, it's not that big of a deal. I want this relationship to go somewhere, and you're acting all like, we both had great chemistry, so I thought it would be a good idea. You know, I thought that as well, and then I had to sit through a dinner after you came out to your Meemaw using me. I don't think that chemistry is there anymore.
Maybe Meemaw killed the chemistry. Poor Meemaw.
Yeah, it wasn't Meemaw's fault. Meemaw had nothing to do with it.
Maybe we need to get Meemaw on the phone.
Can we talk to Meemaw?
Right, you I'll go on a second date with Meemaw. I don't think I'm feeling it.
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.